The question of the Negro spiritual still lives. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? And the answer is, in a sense, we were all there. Christ died for our sins. But the declaration of faith is, Christ died for my sins. Not until this is real and personal experience can there be the declaration of faith in the cross. It ought to follow that each Christian says with Paul, "But as for me, I will never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. The world has been crucified to me through the cross, and I to the world," Galatians 6:14. The declaration of the cross must become real in the acceptance of the cross. This is the word of Jesus. If anyone wants to come with me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. The inescapable mark of true discipleship is cross-bearing. In other words, the Christian must be involved in the redemptive purpose and self-giving of the Savior. How else can one follow him? How can fellowship with Christ be real apart from fellowship with his sufferings? Life must be lived in faithfulness to the purpose of the cross of Christ. He offered himself to cleanse our consciences from dead works to serve the living God, Hebrews 9:14. The witness of the Christian's life is to bear testimony to his willingness to suffer for righteousness' sake, and thus make known to the world what it means to follow Christ. We confront the cross because the cross confronts us. We should not seek to escape it. We cannot evade it. We should be captured by it. 2 Corinthians 5:14 through 15 says, "For Christ's love compels us, since we have reached this conclusion. If one died for all, then all died. And he died for all so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for the one who died for them and was raised." There is no other way to live. With meaning, with freedom, with joy, with victory. Self-giving for others was the supreme manifestation and achievement of God in Christ. His love must be our constraining motivation. Jesus himself said, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life because of me will save it," Luke 9:24.